Good evening, 6 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 48 degrees, KSL's top story. The drug shortage in Utah has reached an all-time high. A new study has ranked us with the fourth worst supply problem in the nation.
Asked Aaron Fox, Associate Chief Pharmacy Officer with U of U Health, what kinds of drugs are hard to keep on the shelves, one category being ADHD meds. Those are considered controlled substances, which complicates keeping them in stock because they're regulated by the DEA.
Their main mission is to make sure that there's not too much in the marketplace and that, you know, these important prescription medicines aren't being potentially diverted and misused.
Fox said the increase in mental health services could be feeding the larger demand. She also recommends calling neighboring pharmacies if yours can't keep them in stock. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
The Chad Daybell trial today focused for several hours on whether or not he fled from his property when they started digging in the backyard. That's where police eventually found the remains of Lori Vallow Daybell's two children.
Chad drove away, but whether or not he was fleeing was the topic of some cross-examination. Also, several phone calls he made in the first few days after being arrested, one with Lori Vallow Daybell.
So they're searching the property.
The house right now?
Yeah.
Another phone call between Chad and his daughter.
I don't know what they told you because I asked Lieutenant Ball, where did you find the human remains? That's what they told me, that they found human remains. And I said, well, there are several dogs that have been buried there. And he said, respectfully, Emma, I can tell the difference of human remains. And I asked, where was it? And he said, over by the pond under that tree, that it was in the ground and had boards over it.
The conversation then moves on to him telling her how to get some money out of his accounts and reassuring her that they'll figure things out. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City police have released body cam footage of the moments leading up to a 35-year-old man's death 2 weeks ago. The video shows Cameron Amon Cloward walking toward police with a knife at Charlie's Market on State Street. Police appear to tell him multiple times to put the knife down before they opened fire. Cloward was pronounced dead at the scene. People can start taking tours of the new Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Temple in Layton this Friday. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson was able to get an early look inside before the open house starts.
Its decorations pay homage to the agrarian history of Davis County, and there's lots of soundproofing to keep the noise of Hill Air Force jets at bay. And while the structure is impressive, local Layton teen Penina Leota says the open house is allowing her to share an important part of her life with her friends and community.
They've never seen the inside of a temple before, so they were super excited to see that, and it's just given me an opportunity to show them what my religion is like.
First counselor in the primary general presidency, Amy Wright, is excited to have a temple in her community and invited everyone to come and see it.
It is our hope that you will also come and feel and come and know.
You can reserve tickets at churchofjesuschrist.org. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
Dozens of prospective jurors were dismissed today at former President Trump's criminal trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, jury selection is expected to take weeks in the former president's hush money case in New York. Mr. Trump telling reporters outside the courtroom that he should be on the campaign trail right now.
It's a political witch hunt. It continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
The felony charges are related to a 2016 hush money payment to an adult film actress. The Supreme Court is allowing Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth while lawsuits are over that law proceed. The 2023 law subjects physicians to up to 10 years in prison if they provide hormones, puberty blockers, or other gender-affirming care to people under the age of 18. Under the High Court's order, the two transgender teens who challenged the law will still be able to obtain care. A judge today sentencing Rust armorer Hannah Gutierrez to 18 months in jail for the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Judge Mary Marlowe Summer telling Gutierrez her apparent lack of remorse or accountability for her actions ultimately led to Hutchins' death.
I find that what you did constitutes a serious violent offense. It was committed in a physically violent manner. A fatal gunshot done with your recklessness.
Actor Alec Baldwin is expected to stand trial this summer on involuntary manslaughter in the cinematographer's death. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
State Board of Ed member Natalie Klein lost her race at the Salt Lake County Convention over the weekend, meaning she has no path to re-election.
She did not gather signatures, so she put her political fate in the hands of these delegates. The breakdown had to be at least 40% for Natalie Klein. The Salt Lake County GOP rules say that if you get 60% of the vote, you automatically become the party nominee. So she has no other path to ballot now, which means she'll finish out her term through the end of 24.
KSL-TV's Lindsay Ertz tells Dave and Dujanovic Klein did not mention her controversial social media post at the convention, the one where she implied a high school basketball player might be transgender. Since that post, Klein has faced calls to resign, one of them from the governor. KSL News Time 606